This is a moment to reflect on our earthly home as Bishop Gerard Cosset reminds us of our responsibility to protect this gift.
Brothers and sisters, our interactions with the beauties of nature around us can produce some of the most inspiring and delightful experiences in life. The emotions we feel kindle within us a deep sense of gratitude for our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, who created this magnificent earth with its mountains and streams, plants and animals, and our first parents, Adam and Eve. However, the divine gift of creation does not come without duties and responsibilities. As God's children, we have received a charge to be stewards, caretakers, and guardians of His divine creations. The Lord said that He made every man accountable as a steward over earthly blessings, which I have made and prepared for my creatures. Our Heavenly Father allows us to use earthly resources according to our own free will. Yet, our agency should not be interpreted as license to use or consume the riches of this world without wisdom or restraint. The Lord gave this admonition, and it pleases God that He hath given all these things unto man, for unto this end were they made, to be used with judgment, not to excess, neither by extortion. The author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry recounted the following. One day, while traveling on a train, he found himself sitting amidst a group of refugees. Deeply moved by the hopelessness he saw in the face of a young child, he exclaimed, "When by mutation a new rose is born in the garden, all the gardeners rejoice. They isolate the rose, tend it, foster it. But there is no gardener for man." My brothers and sisters, should we not be the gardeners for our fellow men and women? Are we not our brother's keeper? Jesus commanded us to love our neighbor as ourselves. From His mouth, the word neighbor does not merely mean geographic proximity. It implies the proximity of the heart.
That was an excerpt from Bishop Gerard Cosset's talk, Our Earthly Stewardship. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.